The welcoming mid-morning ceremony crammed onto the outside third-floor deck of the Port of Anchorage office building. To the east, the familiar Chugach Mountains shimmered with the retreating late May snow cover. To the immediate west, about 150 yards away, the scene was unfamiliar, namely the towering upper decks of Holland America Line's MS Amsterdam. Port Director Bill Sheffield noted just how rare such a sight was.
We are very excited about the first ship in a long time, a regular ship, which we've never really ever had a regular ship here at the port, although the Sagaford used to call here in the mid-80s, but it wasn't as regular as what we're doing now with Holland America Line.
Besides Sheffield, the welcoming ceremony included Anchorage Mayor Dan Sullivan, Anchorage Convention and Visitors Bureau President and CEO Julie Soppy, Captain Fred Everson of the Amsterdam, and American Holland Senior Vice President Paul Goodwin. Goodwin spoke about the number of visitors Holland America would be bringing to the Anchorage port.
Over the next 18 weeks, we will have 9 calls of the Amsterdam here in Anchorage. Each week, we bring almost 1,400 guests shoreside, 650 crew and officers and staff, for almost 2,000 guests. So over the next 18 weeks, we will see almost 18,000 individuals come into the city of Anchorage.
The Amsterdam has already visited Ketchikan, Sitka, Skagway, and Glacier Bay. Its subsequent stops on its 14-day cruise are Homer, followed by Kodiak, the Hubbard Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria in British Columbia before returning to Seattle. On the dock below the third-floor ceremony, passengers were disembarking in a steady stream to waiting buses and carefully directed taxis. According to Soppy, the majority who chose the former will immediately encounter advice on how to spend their day in Anchorage.
We've got our folks from ACVB on the coaches going up to the Egan Center, talking all about Anchorage, talking about the options that they have. And then once they get to the Egan Center, we also have a visitor information desk set up in the Egan Center, again, helping to distribute information and really encourage the folks to get out and explore.
Soppy said about 500 of the approximately 1,400 passengers had pre-booked tours that spread throughout the region.
From Anchorage, it's a good chance for them to go up to Talkeetna to actually do some flight seeing, actually go all the way and fly around Mount McKinley. Some of these passengers are going to go down to Prince William Sound and get right back on another smaller ship to do a great Prince William Sound tour. They're spreading themselves out all over. We also have some art tours through downtown Anchorage, tours to Girdwood.
Sheffield said despite all the visitors from the ship going into and back from the city during the docking, the port had not really increased its security.
We revamped it so it all functions perfectly with our buses coming in and being ID'd before they ever get to the gate. And so there's no time loss there. It's not inconvenience for the customer. We've rehearsed this for the last 4 or 5 months to make sure.
Passengers were to return by 9 p.m. The Amsterdam left last night between 11 o'clock and midnight and returns to Anchorage in 2 weeks. A similar Anchorage schedule with Friday rather than Monday is set for next summer. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.